Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
Hey, what's going on? It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. Listen, per usual, we always have some really dope talent checking in. We got Texas in the building tonight. Shout out to Storm LaGrande. What's going on, your family? How you doing?
What's up? What's up? Blessed on LeGrand.
Oh, LeGrand. I apologize.
It's all right. I speak it all the time.
Listen, I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. I know that, you know, recently you were trying to make it out here, but, you know, things be happening and it's all good, you know, so we're here on the line tonight to really let people understand your journey. So I know you're originally from Texas, you know, you're still residing in Texas, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Texarkana, Texas.
All right, Texarkana. What is it like out there? I've been to Texas, but never to that city. What's it like?
It's basically the country. I'll just say it's the country down in deep East Texas. Yeah, it's the countryside of Texas.
Yeah, definitely. Did you enjoy growing up there?
It's where I learned a lot of about myself, and this is where I actually started my music journey. So it's all the roots. It's an amazing place. So I wouldn't trade it from this.
Definitely. And you also spent some time in Dallas.
Yes, I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I lived about the age of 10. So I also have some Dallas, Texas culture side of me also in my music and in myself. So
yeah.
Cowboy.
Listen, nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I live in a big city, you know, and I'm from a big city, but I prefer like that ducked off lifestyle a little bit more, you know, in the country. Honestly, like that's how I want to retire.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what Texas County
is. Yeah, that is dope, man. So let's just take it back. I want people to understand your journey because I know that, you know, you've obviously went through some things in your life like we all have. And, you know, you've overcome some stuff. And here you are today, you know, pursuing your music career. When you were younger, we'll say before the age of 10, what were some interests for you as a child?
Well, I was always a WWE fan, right? So I took the time out to understand what wrestling is to take out some of my anger as a child.
Yeah.
You know, it helped me. It helped me get over some anger, maybe learn a wrestling move or something in my bed or something, you know?
Yeah.
that was just me as a kid, and music was always there ever since I was maybe 4 years old, 5 years old. So
That is dope. Listen, I think all little boys like wrestling. My son was a major wrestling fan, and I used to take him to the wrestling matches from when he was super little on up, and that was just like one of our fondest memories is going to, I don't know, back then, I don't know if it was WWE, WWF, I forget. It was one of the two. Like, what is it now, WWE or WWF?
Yeah, during the 2000s, it's always been WWE.
Okay, gotcha.
I guess the 90s was WWF, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it was WWE then. So yeah, that's dope, man. We used to really enjoy doing that. That is fire. When did music start coming a passion for you as far as you wanting to create it?
Well, I grew up, always heard that my dad made music. And growing up, I used to just hear it every now and then from, you know, maybe older people around. They might tell me, hey, that's your dad on the radio. That's your dad on the... And also, just growing up in the 2000s, and my mom always played Mary J. Blige.
So yeah.
It always stuck with me to tell a story in some kind of form of music.
Man, Mary J. is one of the greatest ever to do it. She's so beautiful, and, you know, she's now in her acting bag, and I'm loving that, you know, definitely doing her thing. And I know also Lil Wayne and Webby are also inspirational for you as well. They're definitely two of the greatest as well.
Most definitely. And Mary J. Blige is most definitely an icon. And she's very, very, I'll say, a very piece of my life. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah.
Very important. inspiration.
Understood. Absolutely. Most definitely. She is an icon. Let me ask you this. Being that Lil Wayne is an inspiration for you, what is it about him in particular that really inspires you?
His passion and he never gave up no matter what the situation was, whether, you know, he shot himself on accident or just, and then just growing up in the 2000s, like, besides Bow Wow, but like what any other young artist performer that you would see, that's just so amazing, like, and it inspired me very, very well.
Yeah,
growing up.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, Wayne's one of the greatest ever, you know, like undeniably, hands down. Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely.
How long have you been recording music?
I recorded my first song when I was 15 years old. I was a sophomore in high school, and it just went off from there. I've done a lot to even get started at 15. I used to record on my phone just without any beats or anything. So, yeah, I recorded my first song when I was 15, and it just went on from there.
Yeah, that is dope. Going back to when you first started recording music, did you think at that time you would still be pursuing it years later?
Yes, most definitely. I always knew that I was very passionate about it before anything. Like, before I ever thought about being famous, before I ever thought about making money from it, the passion was always there. So I always knew 10 years later, which is now I'm 25, I always knew that I'd still be going, still chasing my dreams and never giving up.
Yeah, definitely. What is it about music that makes you feel passionate?
When I first learned that it helps get your expressions out. It helps get your feelings out. However you feel, it allows it allows you to get your feelings out, and you don't have to worry about being judged.
Yes. That is absolute facts.
Yeah, it most definitely that. And a studio engineer, those are the only people that are going to listen. The engineer is the only person who's going to listen at that time. So,
yeah,
anything else don't matter about what anybody else says about the opinion of how you feel.
That's right. You are absolutely right. Do you feel like the creative process of making music, from actually putting the song together to recording it, is somewhat like a mental therapy for you?
Most definitely a mental, because a song, when I sit down and write a song, I know that it's mentally spiritual, because when you don't have any negative thoughts, all of it is positive. So it's like, it helps very mental, with my mental, most definitely.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I think that's why everybody likes music. You know, obviously people like different genres of music or different types of music. But I really think it's like that mental therapy. We all have like certain go-to songs that we may listen to when we're feeling a little emotional, or maybe our happy turn-up songs, you know. So it's, you know, even...
Right.
Yeah, and if are you a writer, or do you like, you know, type it on your phone, or are you more like you go in the studio and punch in?
I can actually do all of it. I'm more of a writer though, because I'm very, like I said, I'm very, very passionate. Like, it's not a game with me. It's not a play thing. It's not just for hobby. I actually get in there in my journal and I actually write until my fingers hurt. And yeah, so the passion is there, like I said.
And that is dope, because writing is absolutely good form of like a mental therapy, you know, and I always share with people because I think it's important that people like yourself and myself who have a voice and we have a platform to talk about mental health because it's very real. And, you know, I experience anxiety from time to time. I think we all do. We're human and the world is crazy. So, you know, we experience it. And I was told that, you know, I should start journaling, you know, writing my thoughts down and my emotions down. And I started doing that, and it absolutely does help because it allows you to alleviate that and get it off your chest, whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever it is that you're, you know, feeling at that moment. And writing your music is probably no different. You really are expressing your emotions through your music on that piece of paper.
Exactly. Like, even if you, yeah, go for it, because even if you, it doesn't matter what type of emotion you're feeling, like, the journal and the pen, it helps.
Man.
Like, it's like a piece of, what are they called? My mind went blank for a second. The person you go talk to about your,
like,
you
a
know,
therapist, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I got lost.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, a piece of paper is basically a therapist that's not human. It's crazy.
No, you are absolutely right. 100% right. Because, you know, again, being transparent, it was actually when I was at one of my doctor visits. I have to see a rheumatologist every 6 months because I have an autoimmune disorder I was born with and I've been with my whole life. And I was sharing with him that I was experiencing a little bit of anxiety. And I said, look, I don't want to get on no medication because it's not that bad. But what can I do? And he said, start journaling. He said, buy yourself a journal, write in it, and see how you feel. And I actually found a journal that you write in twice a day. When you get up in the morning, you write your positive affirmations in there for the day, and you write your goals for the day. And then at the end of the day, you write how your day went. Did you meet your goals? You know, and anything else you want to put in there. And it really holds, you know, you accountable for making sure you're doing it twice a day. And I'll tell you, it definitely helps. I feel a lot better since I've been writing it. So you're right. It is like being with a therapist, but in a book or, you know, in a journal.
Right. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that is dope. And thank definitely you for dope. Sharing that, too, because, you know, it's important we be transparent. You know, people, they want to know the real human side of us. You know what I'm saying? They know you as an artist.
Most
but they want to know that personal side, too. So that is really dope. Are you recording yourself or are you going to a studio and having somebody record you?
Yeah, I go to a studio. It's called Texas Boys Recording Studio down here in Texarkana, Texas. So if whoever is listening, if you ever come down to Texarkana, Texas, go to Texas Boys Recording. Sergeant B is the engineer there. He's the business owner. He's very great. And he's the reason I sound like I sound today.
That's dope. It's so important that you have a phenomenal engineer because you're a dope artist. You know how to deliver your music. You know how the starts with, you know how to write your music, you know how to deliver your music, but you need that good engineer that's going to get your vocals sounding up to par to put it out to the world. So shout out to your engineer doing a phenomenal job.
Yes, most definitely. And it's to me, it's important to have a relationship with your engineer. Also, I've been had the same engineer for over 10 years now. And the relationship we have is amazing, and it's helping both our careers.
Definitely. That is fire. And shout out to you for shouting your engineer out. What about production-wise? Who are some producers that you're working with?
I'm working with Ty Turn Me Up. He's from LaGrange. I think it's LaGrange. Is it LaGrange, Georgia?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's out in LaGrange, Georgia. Shout out to Ty Turn Me Up. He actually produced my latest project, which is called Escaping Pain. He produced every song. Yeah, and me and his connection is just there. If you listen to the music, you'll hear it. It's just there.
Yeah. You gotta have that chemistry with the people that you're working with.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Chemistry is important.
Absolutely it is.
Very important.
Yeah, because your engineer is going to understand the assignment. He's going to understand what sound you're going for, because you as the artist, you can probably already hear the final song, the final version in your head, but trying to explain that to someone is going to, it could be difficult, you know, trying to explain what you're hearing in your head. But if you work with that same engineer for a long time, he learns what you like as an artist.
Most definitely. That's exactly. Yeah, that's exactly.
On your records, do you have a signature ad lib that you find yourself using often?
Let me think for a second. well, not really, but in every one of my songs, you can actually, you might find an ad lib that I always use. Maybe that you can say, like, okay, that, I know what that is.
Right.
I know what that is right there. Yeah, you know, so I just say that I don't have a signature, but I'm pretty sure every song is something that you will notice in me.
They'll know it's you. Definitely. They're like, okay, I know who that is.
Right. Most definitely.
I know that you have been back and forth. You know, you come out here to Atlanta and you've had the opportunity to do some work with Carlos Brown. I've known him for more than a decade. Really dope dude. What was your experience like working with Carlos?
The experience with Carlos was absolutely nothing but great. It was very very fun. It wasn't all competition. It wasn't, he made the networking event that we went to, or I joined with him. He made it just, it was like you was walking into a music museum. Like, I don't know how to explain it that well, but it was nothing but awesome. Shout out to Carlos Brown for that opportunity. And yeah, I hope he keeps it up and keep doing it, because I will be back with him.
Definitely. He's been making plays for a very long time. I got a lot of respect for him, and I've been to a couple of his events as well. He's actually had me come out like judge when he's done, like, you know, the artist performances and stuff, and just a dope dude, man. Shout out to Carlos Brown.
Most definitely. Shout out to Carlos, man.
Yeah. And I know you connected with DJ Reese Cup, and you also had the opportunity to connect with Shane Foster, who's, you know, also a big name out in the business. You know, you've done some networking. How important is it, like an artist like yourself who is on the rise in the business, to get out here and network with the movers and shakers?
Well, I always knew that your network is your network.
Yes.
First of all. So, and DJ Reese Cook, shout out to her. She's amazing. It's about being yourself first, like before anything anyway. So, like DJ Reese Cook, I was being myself. I had great music. And sometimes the networking just falls in your lap when you're just, when you're being yourself and you're being great and you're doing what you love, it'll fall right there. And that's what happened with DJ Reese Cook.
Yeah.
When I was up there with Carlos. Yeah, I performed my song, such and such, such and such. And next thing you know, DJ Reese Cook invited me to an event with Shane Foster. And that's how everything worked out that time. So, yeah, networking is very important, because you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching.
Man.
So your network is your network.
That is facts. 100%. I agree with you. And, you know, like you said, you never know who's watching, who's listening. And I tell artists all the time, like, when you walk into a room and there's people and you don't know, you need to go shake hands with as many people as possible, because you never know which one of them could change your life, that which one could put you in a better position. It could be the dude sitting in the corner who looks like he ain't got nothing going on, who could be the most powerful one in the room, you know.
And
sometimes people pass by certain people because maybe they don't have the look, like they're a music exec or whatever, but they could be the most powerful person in the room and you don't miss your shot.
Right, right. The networking is always important. Don't don't ever look at somebody, don't ever judge a book by its cover.
That is absolute most facts. Definitely. Right.
Most definitely.
You understand the assignment.
Yes. 2,000 followers doesn't mean that that person is not valuable.
Man, that is absolute facts. You're right. You, like you said, the old saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover. And that's like a statement that'll never go out of style because it's just the truth.
Right. Yeah. Most definitely.
With music being a passion for you, 100%, hands down, music is your passion, right?
Yes, most definitely, 100%.
What is your purpose for doing music?
My purpose today is, like we talked about earlier, the mental health awareness, and just helping people, and just in general, just having a good heart.
Yeah.
And music, like we talked about earlier, music can actually help you. Music can control the room. Music can control your day if you let it, you know. I'll just put it like that. My purpose is to help the people.
Definitely.
Get a story out. Help them get their point across about their story. And maybe they can relate to it. You know, it's all about the relatable.
Man, that is absolutely. You want people to resonate with your music. You want people to feel it like, man, I'm going through that too. Or I've been through that too. That's where you build your most core fan base, is just putting out relatable type music that people resonate with. And that's what you're doing.
Exactly. When you're singing my song, I want you to close your eyes and act like you're actually the one who wrote the song. They're actually the one, you know, the actual artist.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to feel like the actual artist.
Yeah. And that's why these type of conversations like what you and I are having are so vital and important, because your fans want to feel like they know you as a person.
Exactly. That's one of my goals also.
Yeah.
When you connect with the people, that's when everything falls in place for you.
Yes.
When you connect with the people. Don't go out here lying to people about who you are. I mean, it's cool. You know, people are good, but it's really not healthy for your career.
So right.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself. Yeah. Who wants to walk around putting a facade every day on? Like, that would stress me out. You know?
I know, right?
Not to mention, right? Like, when you out here putting a facade on and basically lying to people, you have to always remember what you said. And I don't have time to do that. Like, one of my OGs told me years ago, when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. Because we live the truth.
Exactly.
But when you lie to someone, you got to remember, dang, what did I tell that person? When you out here walking around trying to be something you're not, you got to remember what type of front you put on last week so you can match it this week. We ain't got time for all that. That will stress me out.
Yeah, I would lose hair every day.
Right. I have a whole bald head going on.
I'm feeling you, man. It's crazy.
Right. I know that one of your goals as an artist is to create more positivity in the world. Are you changing the narrative with that by putting out the type of music that you're putting out?
Yes, and it starts within yourself and people around you. You're representing your family. When you create positivity, everything in the world will come back to you in a positive way.
Yeah.
So, and my daughter, I have a 2-year-old daughter, by the way, she actually made that possible for my mindset. Okay, change the world. How can I change the world for a newborn, you know, a newborn human being?
Yeah.
You know? So I just went more and more in my personal side, learning more about myself so I can create the music that I need in order to create some positivity in the world, you know? So
definitely.
That's what's going on. you know, and that is me today, and that's who I am, and I can't hide it, so that's what I'm doing.
There you go. When you become a father, it instantly becomes bigger than you. You're a parent now. Like you said, you got a whole nother human being that you have to take care of, and you're a girl dad, which means you are her first love. A little girl's first love is always their father.
Most definitely. Yep. That is my whole world. It changed my life.
I can only imagine. Yeah, like break that down for us. You know, 2 years ago, your baby girl was born. How did that change your life?
It changed my life very spiritually. And like before she came, you know, it's like they say everything get worse before it get better.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Everything was worse. And my daughter made everything better. And people don't believe in, sometimes people don't believe in the universe. Like when I had my daughter on the way, that's when everything started coming. The Carlos Brown opportunity, the DJ Reese Cups, the, you know, Shane Foster opportunity. So it actually will help your life when you becoming a dad, a girl dad, is that, you know, being a girl dad, it helps you create more positivity because you got to protect the girl.
That's right. Absolutely. Because we always, as parents, we want our kids to do better than us. And like you said, you have a baby girl, you want to protect her at all costs. You know, if you had a son, you'd obviously want to protect him as well. But I think there's just that special bond between a father and a daughter. Like my dad is my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like we talk every day, even though I'm a grown woman, an adult, it hasn't changed. Like we speak to each other every day because that's my best friend.
Exactly how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's how I want to be with my, and in the near future.
I love
5, 10 years from now.
Yeah, absolutely. She's gonna grow up being your biggest fan. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. She already is.
I bet.
I love it.
That is beautiful. That is so dope. I love it. So as an artist, what do you feel like is one of your strengths that really make you a great artist?
Telling my story.
Yeah.
I'll say, like I said, I recorded my first song at 15. At 15, you know, I didn't really have much to talk about. So when I found out I could tell a story and I could tell my story, oh, man, it changed me as a person and as an artist. So yeah. Telling my story is my greatest strength. Yeah.
I love that. It feels good to be able to do that. That's that freedom of speech that people be talking about.
Yeah, there it is, freedom of speech.
Yeah. What do you feel like you could work on, though, as an artist?
As an artist, I could work on, like, my social skills. Mm. And that's just, and I'll say that's just not as an artist, that's just as a person as well. My social skills, like, this is my first radio interview, by the way, so.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. My social skills, that's the only thing I would need to work on. So I'm just being my social skills. And I'll say I'm not the greatest artist yet, you know. So I'll say keep working on everything I need as an artist, put it like that.
Yeah, I think that we always have to be a work in progress, you know, no matter what we're doing. Like, we have to continuously work on ourselves because the world is always evolving. Businesses are always evolving. Like, they got AI out here now. Like, 10 years ago, we would have never thought that AI would have been real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the world's...
I know, right?
You know, the world is always evolving. So that means we as humans have to constantly work on ourselves, trying to better ourselves, improve ourselves, you know, especially as being a parent. You know, we want to be the best role model possible and teach our kids how to be better than us.
Yes, Moses, you hit it on the nail.
Yeah.
You hit it on the nail. Yep.
Definitely.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep. Outside of music, take music out the equation. Are there other business ventures that you're actively pursuing or would like to pursue at some point?
Yes, my brand, and also, like, if you notice my Instagram name or whatever, actually it's in my name, Storm. You know, Microphone Storm is my brand. I've been had that brand ever since I was a child, like Microphone Storm. And I have the Microphone Storm umbrella shop on the way.
Nice.
I sell umbrellas today. Like, I make my own umbrella.
That is dope. Where can I buy one?
Like, I'm working on the website. I'm working on all that. If I was able to get up there like I was supposed to last week, you was going to have one, I promise.
Listen, I'll buy one from you because it's so ironic because I just literally bought a new one like 2 weeks ago because my other one was falling apart. But we headed into that rainy season. Like, it's been raining a lot out here in Atlanta. So I would absolutely, when you have one available, let me know how I can purchase it. And I definitely would love to support your brand.
Most definitely will get you that. Most definitely. I appreciate it.
That is hard. Let me just say that you're the... Listen, I've been interviewing for 13 years. I've been a radio personality for 13 years, and I've done thousands of interviews, and you're the first artist ever who has his own umbrellas.
Shout out to you,
like, being so different and unique, and I love that because that's the goal. You want to stand out. You don't want to fit in. Do you have different colors that you put out or different designs and stuff?
I actually only have yellow golden umbrellas at this time, but I will have all type of colors, all type of umbrellas, just all types here in about, I'll say, a month. I'm working on the website and all still, but I most definitely can send you something personally in the mail.
So. I would love that. And that's dope to come up with something like that because that's something that we are forever going to need. The rain's never going away. It's always going to rain, right?
Yeah, it's always going to rain.
Absolutely. And some people carry them to
stay dry.
Right. To block the sun, some people carry them around too.
Exactly. That's exactly what the plan is with these umbrellas. Block all the dark, anything.
Yeah.
Anything you need it for. Not just the rain, not just the weather. You want to stand up under it to block all the energy from the world for a second. You can open it up and do that, you know?
I love it because we have to protect our peace for sure.
Most definitely. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Man, that is really dope. Well, congratulations on making that move. That's big right there. I'm happy for you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's talk about this EP that just released on the 15th of March this year. It's titled Escaping Pain. Just off of the title, it sounds like a project that would be relatable because that's what we all want to do. We want to escape the pain, right? First and foremost, tell us about the title. Like, how did that title come about for the project?
Well, I came up with it, I'll say, my freshman year in high school back in 2012. It stems from my personal life, you know, just going through so much at a young age. And it's about going to the next level. And in order to go to the next level, you have to break the chain and leave everything in the past, or else you're going to be stuck, you know?
Yes.
So breaking every chain, really. Breaking every chain.
Yeah, that is facts. And you know, some people have a difficult time with doing that. Like, perhaps they have a difficult time of letting go of certain things. Maybe it might be a past relationship or they lost a loved one. Listening to music like yours could potentially help get through those dark times.
Most definitely, and that was my goal, and that is my goal, and that will always be my goal.
Yeah, I love it. And you've got 6 tracks on the EP. The 6 songs that are on the EP, did you create them specifically for that EP, or did you pick a couple of them out of the vault that you already had recorded and ready to go?
Yeah, I picked them. Actually, yeah, it all became about, like I said, this is not even the first Escaping Pain. Like, I had another project called Escaping Pain, but it's like, you know, when you have so much more to talk about as you get older, it's like, okay, let me rebrand it. Just rebrand it. And that's what I did with this project. I picked the song. It just came about. Every song I recorded, it just matched the energy of Escaping Pain. Just put it like this. So
yeah,
it just happened.
Yeah, it came together organically. You didn't have to force it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say right there.
Yeah. And I know in February, you also put out a single called Needed Me. Tell us about that record. What does that song mean to you?
Needed Me. That is a song about, it's a relatable song, relatable story about whether it's with your mom, father, in a spouse relationship, your brother, your sister. It's like, okay, you might have been there for somebody, but when it's your turn, they're not there for you.
Mm.
And it makes you feel like, okay, whenever you needed me, what about all the times that you needed me?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's a deep spiritual song. It's a deep spiritual song. It's actually my highest rated song right now. I think I did pretty good on it.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a great record. And like you said, it's very relatable, because I think we've all have been in those situations where we were there unconditionally for somebody. And perhaps when we may have needed them, even if it was just someone to talk to, they weren't there, you know. And I understand people be having busy lives and things like that, but we got to make time for the people that we care about, whether, like you said, it be a family member or a spouse or something, because we as humans, we all go through stuff, and sometimes we just need someone to talk to.
Exactly. That's exactly what was going through my head when I wrote the song.
Yeah. So, and it sounds like it's probably one of your most personal songs that you've written.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Actually, and it's very personal. It's very personal, but I also try to make it relatable as I can.
Yes.
You know, one of those type of songs.
Understood.
It worked out.
Is there a visual for it yet?
Yes, I actually have a live performance to it. You can find it on YouTube. Storm LeGrand, Needed Me, live performance.
That one definitely.
By Kobe God. Yes, ma'am.
Dope. I'm gonna definitely have to check that out. So you got a record that's here in rotation with us on the hype called Ask Myself. Tell us about the song. What does this one mean to you?
Ask Myself. This song, it means a lot to me, because everybody asks themselves some kind of question through the day. Like, okay, you might stop and ask yourself, what am I doing? Mm. You might catch yourself doing something that you usually don't do, or you might catch yourself having a breakdown, and you have to stop and ask yourself, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? And if you're not having anybody to talk to, that's the best way to handle it, any situation, is to ask yourself or talk to yourself. So you can understand. Nobody understand you but you. So that's basically what the song is about. Helping people ask themselves, do you really want it? Are you going to give up? what do you actually want out of life? You know, just all types of questions that you can ask yourself. So yeah. That's what the song is basically about.
Definitely. Yeah, listen, I talk to myself every day, you know, like I'm very self-motivating. I think that's one of my gifts is that I really know how to motivate myself to get myself up off my behind and go do what I need to do, where some people do not. And having songs like this could perhaps motivate the people who are not self-motivating.
Exactly. You always want to motivate yourself because nobody's coming to save you.
Exactly. We have to take accountability because nobody's coming to save us, period.
Exactly. Period. That.
Right. Period. Do you believe
keep
in men?
Going. Keep
yeah.
Going.
Keep going. That's what we have to do. Nothing's gets in our way. I have one more question before we get into the record. Do you believe in manifestation?
Most definitely, manifestation is one of the keys. I feel like it's one of the keys to your day, your success, and whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Like, manifest, the word is real. The Bible is real. Manifest.
I love it. I love it. It sounds like you're very spiritual. I'm loving it. Respect.
Most definitely.
Big respect. So let's get into this record. I know you got a lot of people tuned in, checking out your interview. Is there anybody in particular that you would like to give a shout out to or give thanks to for supporting you?
Most definitely shout out to my family first, my child's mother. She helped me through everything. Shout out to my family and shout out to you for believing in this. Like, you believe in your artists, you believe in everybody you talk to.
Yes.
And thank you, you know.
Man, thank you. It's artists like you who keep me going every single day. I wouldn't have what I have without artists like you. So shout out to you, bro. Thank you.
Most definitely.
And we still got to, at some point in time, you know, I know timing is everything and I understand things be happening, but we would still love you at some point in time to be able to get out here and rock the stage with us, with me and the biggest OG, Bigger Rankin.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. You best believe that. It didn't work out this time, maybe for a reason, but just know you will see me and you will hear from me again.
Man, facts. And I like what you said. Everything happens as it should. And I feel like that God will intervene when he's supposed to. And he intervened in that situation. He didn't want you to come out here for a reason, you know? So it's like, we can't question that. We just have to understand that he's protecting us.
Exactly. That's exactly what I feel. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yes, no. I'm with you. There's times where I've canceled stuff because I don't know. My gut was just telling me, no, it's something's not right. And I said, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Right.
Exactly.
Definitely. One more thing before we get into the record. Tell everybody that's tuned in, listening in, if they are not already following you, where can they keep up with you on your social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at Microphone Storm. No spaces, no nothing, just Microphone Storm. You can find me anywhere and you will see my name.
I know that's right. I like that Instagram name too, Microphone Storm. That's dope.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, listen, bro, it was such a pleasure to have you on the line tonight. For everybody tuned in, checked in, we appreciate you guys taking some time. One of the most difficult things to do is get people to support you because people have busy lives. So we are grateful for everybody that tuned in. If you guys, anybody missed it, you know, it'll be on all the streaming platforms by tomorrow. Plus, you know, I'll send Storm the link so, you know, anybody can check it out after the fact. But we're about to get into this record, Ask Myself. Go ahead and give us the official introduction for it.
Yo, 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 Storm LeGrand, Ask Myself. Find it anywhere on all platforms. Escaping Pain. Streaming all platforms right now. Tune in.
Let's go. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live right here at the Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to the Hype 87.3.
Time, turn me up.
Yeah.
feel my pain.
Let me know when you feel my pain, yeah.
Don't nothing stay the same. Everything make changes, I just stay in my lane.
I just stay in my lane, yeah,
yeah. I stop and ask myself, do I really want it all? I gotta ask myself, who gon' be there if I fall? I gotta catch myself after I give it my all. I gotta catch my breath, long as I gave it my all, yeah. Sometimes I be forgetting, so I gotta ask myself. When I think about quitting, I gotta catch myself.
Why you thinking about quitting, Quan? You going far?
I keep looking at my daughter, she a growing star. This playing my feelings, nigga, I been in my bed.
I come from when I make a dollar, gotta make it last.
Close my eyes and see headlights, thinking about that crash. Take a L, well, you know that comes with being a male.
Yeah.
Let me know when you feel my pain.
Let me know when you feel my pain, yeah.
Don't nothing stay the same. Everything make changes, I just stay in my lane.
I just stay in my lane, yeah,
yeah. I stop and ask myself, do I really want it all? I gotta ask myself, who gon' be there if I fall? I gotta catch myself after I give it my all. I gotta catch my breath, long as I gave it my all, yeah. See, being great take time, you gotta understand. Yeah, I know, man, I'm doing all I can. Right, but if you quit, then how you call yourself a man? Fuck, damn, you right, how my daughter gon' eat? Even a pillow got a price on it, it costs to get sleep. Ooh, I was mad at the world till I seen a man with no feet. If you stop now, then you showing you ain't worth it. If you stop now, at least try, you ain't perfect.
Try, you ain't perfect. If you stop now, at least try, you perfect. If you stop now, at least try, you perfect. Don't show that you're worthless. If you stop now, at least try, you perfect. If you stop now, at least try, you perfect. Don't show you're worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know when you feel my pain.
Let me know when you feel my pain. Yeah.
Don't nothing stay the same. Everything make changes. I just stay in my lane.
I just stay in my lane. Yeah.
Yeah. I stop and ask myself, do I really want it all? I gotta ask myself, who gon' be there if I fall? I gotta catch myself after I give it my all. I gotta catch my breath, long as I gave it my all, yeah.
Once again, we have Storm LeGrand checking in tonight right here at the Hype 87.3. Bro, I really appreciate you taking some time with us tonight to go through your journey, share your music with us. Any last words before we get up out of here?
Like I said, shout out to you, Papa Mystic. You're great. You're a great person. Shout out to you. Shout out to my family. And yeah.
I love it. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so, so much. And again, everybody that tuned in, tapped in, we definitely appreciate you. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. Make sure you guys follow Storm on all social platforms at Microphone Storm. And of course, if you want to pop me a follow, that's cool too, at Tampa Mystic. You know, you dig. But we're about to get up out of here. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed night, all right?